Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome to our daily inspiration for March 15. We see that spring is returning again, and it reminds us of a passage in Scripture in Genesis about seed time and harvest. And just thinking along the lines of seeking the Lord this week, I'm reading the verse before that, so Genesis 8:21 and 22. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. The promise there of God's faithfulness and of the endurance of season as long as the earth remains here. And this is given in the context of this being done in spite of the imagination or the desire of a man's heart is evil from his youth. His intent is evil from his youth. And so we must purpose to seek the Lord. Otherwise, our heart will naturally take us the wrong way. Jeremiah wrote in chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, he wrote. I test the mind. So the Lord is the one who is able to discern the heart, the intent of the heart. And we must purpose in our heart to seek the Lord and to pursue him. He also is seeking for us. But if we follow the natural tendencies, the inclinations and the intents of our heart, it will be evil. Ephesians chapter 2, first 10 verses read this way. Paul is writing to the Ephesians and he's speaking of their redemption and what they have been redeemed from, because they sought the Lord, and the Lord and God was rich in mercy. It says, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So this applies to everyone. There's no one exempt from the natural tendencies of the heart, the human mind, the heart. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So he's raised us up, made us alive and raised us up and made us sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If we can just grasp that in our minds, that if we have been saved, we are seated with Christ, and the position of the believer is one of victory. We are journeying from a position of victory there with Christ Jesus. We do not need to be defeated by the enemy and discouraged. Yes, there are times that we feel sad, discouraged, and all that. But we can remind ourselves again that if we are redeemed to remember what we have been redeemed from, and that we are now with in Christ, abiding in Christ, and that's the life that we seek, the way, the truth, and the life. Bless you in Jesus' name.